a pretty surprising comeback. A controversial Christopher Columbus statue that was removed from Bridgeport's Seaside Park back in 2020 is expected to make a return by this October after undergoing restoration, which was funded by the local Italian American community. I wanted to talk about this because back in July of 2020, when the statue was removed pretty abruptly and against the Italian American club's wishes, we spoke with Chris Caruso about it, and he joins us back on the show, president of the Council of Italian American Societies of Greater Bridgeport, to talk all about the statue comeback. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good morning, Melissa. And it's so nice to be on your show, and thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, of course. You're always welcome on the show, Chris, and I'm glad to have
you
here. I'm glad that you're doing okay. And this news to me was pretty shocking. That's not giving an opinion. It just is pretty wild. I mean, talk a little bit about what's going on in the not that it was a change of heart, because as mentioned, the Italian American Society for Greater Bridgeport, you guys have never wanted the statue removed. You guys were actually in talks. Let's go back to the summer of 2020 when statues across the country were being taken down. They were either being vandalized, they were being painted on, beheaded, or just taken down abruptly. You guys were actually in talks with Mayor Joe Ganim at the time about what do we do. There was security kind of keeping watch of the Christopher Columbus statue, and then kind of all of a sudden it was just removed and stored. Take us back to that time.
Well, let me give you the backdrop first. As we've talked about on previous shows, the statue is owned by the Italian community. And, you know, the city, we never gifted it to the city. What we did was the city back in 1965, by the minutes of the Parks Department, allowed us to use the space at Breezy Point. So the statue has always belonged to us, unlike New Haven and other cities throughout the country, where those Italian communities gifted it to the city, so the city owned it. The city doesn't own this statue. So what ended up happening, when in 2020, with the middle of the pandemic, everything going on, I was in talks with city council members, the mayor's chief of staff. We thought we had come to an agreement. I even met with George Cruz. I met with the chief of the Pagosset Indians. I met with a gentleman from the Interministerial Alliance of Clergy. So we were trying to, tamp down the anger and talk more about, the history and to try to work to keep it up. Unfortunately, that didn't work out. And then, I'm in a meeting, as a matter of fact, at Avokella with some of the council members. I met with Heidi Nieves, who was the president at the time. She supported us, but then she said, I have to be honest with you, in 20 minutes, the statue is coming down. They had a press release ready and everything. I drive down and I see the statue being hoisted from its pedestal. Unbeknownst to me, I never knew about it. It was the 4th of July weekend. It was a complete shock to me. Right after 4th of July, I believe the next day is when they took it down. So we were in shock. They put the statue in the horse barn where the horses, were at one time. They put it there. It was on the ground. So I petitioned the city to give us back the statue. The legal department at that time said, okay, we'll give it back, which they did. And then it stayed dormant for a while. And then more and more Italian people came up and said, what about the statue? We want to put it up. And I said, well, there seems to be a unifying around the statue, which has been happening over the last year or two across the country. The statues have been going up and so forth. So what I did was I put together a fundraising committee of all the Italian groups. And I have to tell you, of a lot of issues, it's hard to unite an ethnic or cultural group around one issue. Mm. We had every Italian group in the area come to the meeting. Circolo was very kind. They allowed us to use their hall. They helped with the fundraiser. Unico, Baccio, Sons and Daughters of Italy all came together. And they raised the necessary money because I put the statue in a restoration company to bring it back to its original splendor. You know, and they stripped it all. It's all bronze. It's beautiful now. And so when do we put it up? We're not sure. You know, Channel 12 said before Columbus Day. It may not be before Columbus Day. That hasn't been decided. The Italian clubs will get together and decide when we're going to put it up.
Okay, now, so Chris, just to be clear, so it's not for sure going up in October, because that is what I had read.
That's not definite.
Okay, so let me take that out, making sure. Yeah, so it's expected to make a return though this year, though later this year.
Yeah, that's right, and Melissa, it may come up before Columbus Day, but there's no target date at this point, and so I don't want to be misleading. So it's going to be up before Columbus Day. No, it may be after it. We're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the next step is, since we raised the money. I want to know, no government money. Didn't ask the city for it. We raised it ourselves. And that's how much the statue means to the Italian community. So we raised the money. And the next step is now, when should we put it up? And that hasn't been determined. So, you know, right away, those who oppose it are against it. There has been an ongoing, probably the last 10, maybe 15 years since I've been involved, an effort to take the statue down every year. And, you know, it's fallen short. But in 2020, as a backdrop, was Black Lives Matter. The gentleman who was, beaten up in
George Floyd.
I think it was George Floyd. And that was the backdrop. And it was easy to go after Columbus. But I want to point out one thing, Melissa. In that park, there are other statues with questionable characters. And history is ongoing. And frankly, to pin everything on Columbus, what about Spain? Spain's the one who commissioned Columbus. What about General Ponce de Leon, who on the ships had army? And he led them into massacring the native Indians at that point from those countries. You know, and then Queen Isabella held a trial against Columbus because she didn't want Ponce de Leon to be criticized. Yet in Puerto Rico, Ponce is a town in Puerto Rico. They have the tallest statue to Columbus. Haiti, Dominican Republic, all recognize Columbus. But here in this country, he's a killer, he's a pedophile, all stuff that they're conjuring up. And they don't give you the full story.
We are chatting with Chris Caruso, who's the president of the Council of Italian American Societies of Greater Bridgeport. The Christopher Columbus statue, which was removed in July of 2020, is making a comeback to Bridgeport's Seaside Park later this year. So, Chris, really quickly, before we get into the history of Christopher Columbus, because I do want to talk about that as well, why now? So as you mentioned, the statue belonged to you guys. The city took it down in 2020. There have been pushes every year to keep it down, essentially. Why now put the money in and be able to bring it back and put it back in place? And I guess, why did it take so long? That's the best way to put it.
Well, there's no particular reason. I think many of us were waiting to see the response from the Italian community here. We were looking at what was happening across the country. Some societies across the country bought it to court and won in court to have the statues returned. And it just right now, everything came together at the right time. And there's a growing sentiment among the Italian community that we're being mistreated. You know, we've been a discriminated people from the first day we stepped foot in America. You know, Italians need not apply. 11 Sicilians were hanged in New Orleans after their jury found them not guilty. But it was the Italians that built the subways, the skyscrapers, the bridges, because no one wanted to do it. And yet we were interned by President Roosevelt because Italy was at war with the United States, just like the Japanese were. And yet people seem to forget or gloss over it. There were churches that would not accept Italians because the church population was ethnic. And certain ethnic groups wouldn't let the Italians in. They had to pray outside at the statues. You know, Bridgeport was one example. The Italians built their own church on East Washington Avenue, the former Holy Rosary. So we've been a discriminated people. And what the statue did when it was proclaimed by the U.S. government as Columbus Day, it gave affirmation. It said to the Italians, you're accepted now in society. And it united the Italian community. And so, you know, if people can't understand that, you know, they don't have a right. Seaside Park is open public space. You know, no one has a right, so you can't put it here, or you should honor this one. And back on August 20th, which is most important, in the middle of COVID, it was me, Len Paylet, and Barbara Rogo. With COVID, a lot of people didn't want to come out, didn't want to engage. We appeared before the park board, and the park board unanimously ordered the statue to be returned and restored. And then what happened was the contractor was out there putting it up, and he gets a call from the city, you don't have a purchase order, so you can't do it. And that's what stopped it. Mm. And then they put it in the barn, and that's the disgracefulness. You know, to think the Italians didn't have something to do with this city is ridiculous. You know, in New York, you see what's going on in New York. They wanted to take Little Italy off
the
coast.
Yes, I saw that.
Map.
Yes, I saw that. That was awful.
And the power, Melissa, was the fact that 55 Italian organizations came together and demanded they be included. And then the mayor of New York included them. So we've been discriminated right against. And the fact is, we helped to build Bridgeport. We helped to build the United States. And that's Columbus. Why is he important? He unified the Western civilization with the lands that he came upon. That was the power of it. And there's some who don't like Western civilization. They hate capitalism. They hate the form of government. And so anything they could do to pull it down, they do. And yet, as I said, you go in Seaside Park, Bearsley, there's statues up where the history of some of those people are questionable at best. But no one talks about that. Mm. Columbus becomes the big statue. And there seems to be a feeling that Bridgeport's run by Italians. And that's the target. So if we could beat down the Italians, we win. You know, it's this mindset that some have.
I don't. So Chris, the only thing I will push back on is I feel like in 2020, it was like, I see other people doing it, so we're going to do it too. I feel like the Christopher Columbus statue coming down in 2020 was not so much how do we go again. I feel like that was like, they're doing it. He said, she said, so I'm going to follow suit, like a follower game kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you.
Here's my only question I have for you, Chris, only because I know we're running out of time and you're giving such great information. Sure. I appreciate it. But I'm curious. I remember back in July of 2020 when Mayor Ganim said, look, the biggest reason I have to bring this down is because we are using around the clock police to monitor the statue, take care of it. We're spending money on this. How do you protect the statue, I guess, moving forward? Like, have you been in talks with Chief Porter, or do you have concerns around that?
Oh, of course we do. And, you know, when the mayor took the statue down, he did it under emergency. It wasn't about the police coverage. He was afraid there would be vandalism with the statue. And that was his proclamation. And then when the park board, who has authority over the parks under the charter, wanted to put it up, you know, the city stopped it. And, you know, have I been talking? Of course we have. We're not finalized how we're going to protect it, but that's what we're working on. That's what's holding up from it being put up. We want to make sure there's enough safeguard. You know, we've had paint thrown on the statue. We've had, you know, damage to the statue. You know, it's inappropriate, but that's how. Yeah, and I got to score one thing here. There's an opposition to it. But let me tell you, there's a growing opposition by Italians to put, not opposition, there's a growing support to put the statue back up. So those opposing are going to be met with opposition. Now, you know, peaceful, not violent. Don't believe in that. But there'll be peaceful opposition by Italians against those opposing it. Because, you know, they don't have the final word. They don't make history. This was a 15th century explorer, and we're trying to judge them by 21st century standards. You know, they point to Columbus's diary, and they point out one or two lines, but they don't really say what the whole diary said. So they pick and choose, cherry pick, and that becomes their argument. And then, you know, one of the city councilmen, we got to talk. We've tried that. You can't talk. It's their way or no way. And it's ridiculous when you think about it. You know, if you want to hide history, you're never going to hide it. Well, put it in a museum. Who are they to tell us to put in the museum? You know, there's statues down there. Maybe belong in a museum. The Perry Arch, for example, he was an imperialist. He drove battleships into the harbor of Japan, demanded Japan to trade with the West. If not, he would bombard Japan. And yet we have the entrance to the park, Perry Archway.
Good point, Chris Caruso. And I so enjoy having these conversations because I do think you touch on something that I think is an issue just in general, which is, you know, two things, actually. One, which is we take a snippet of something and we make it law. So I will see that from a Christian standpoint. I will see people do that with the Bible, and they don't actually know the context, or they don't look at the whole book, or they don't look at the whole story, but they take a couple of lines and then it becomes law. That's one thing that I agree with what you're saying. The other thing is that we don't really look at the full history of anything, and we want to so correct and fix what has happened in the past. And to some degree, we should, right? I mean, when you look at the Me Too movement and women being mistreated by men for so long, or you look at so many, I would say, changes to how society has acted for so long, that's a good thing. However, we have overcorrected in so many ways and have basically asked to change how history was. But the whole point of history is that you acknowledge the good and you change the bad moving forward. You don't erase the bad that had happened. You change so history doesn't repeat itself. But that doesn't take away the entire picture of somebody or an event, to your point. And so I so appreciate you continuing to have these conversations with me and our listeners here on WICC. And please keep me posted on what happens next with the statue again. Expected to make a return to Bridgeport later this year. Chris Caruso, appreciate you, president of the Council of Italian American Societies of Greater Bridgeport, right here on WICC.